Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about accelerated time. So we're in a time of the year right now. We're getting into the spring season, and something God has shown me about the year and the yearly cycle is that different times of the year, time feels different. In the springtime, think about the daylight savings time. We're springing forward in the time. And all of a sudden, it feels like time is accelerated. I don't know if you've experienced this, but it seems like the days are going by faster. And this is something that I've noticed and God has taught me about the yearly cycle, is that in this time in the springtime, up until we get to about early June, till we get to the Feast of Pentecost usually, time begins to accelerate, and it just begins to accelerate more and more up until that day. But then once we get on the other side of that, as we get closer into the fall, as we get into August and September, time begins to slow down again. Feels like time's moving much slower. And so one of the abilities that we have to have is the ability to master time. Time is this gift God has given us. There are times when it feels like time is going really fast, times when it feels like time is going really slow. Time is relative. It's not always fixed and the same. We experience it differently. Different seasons of our life, different times of our life, different things that we're doing. And God's given us the ability to actually control time. I know that sounds a little bit weird, but God's given us the ability to control time and that we can speed it up and we can slow it down. So when it seems like time is going faster, there are some things that we can do to make it slow down, actually, so we can increase our productivity. So we're going to be taking communion over that today, asking God for his help to help us to master this, these times when time is accelerating on us. Because ultimately, it's a good thing. This accelerated time, it's speeding up what God's trying to do. It's speeding up what God's trying to do, ultimately. But at the same time, we can change the way it feels slightly so we can increase our productivity. So why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to stir his sacrifice into our mind and remembrance, making his sacrifice active and alive and relevant right now, today, in this present moment. Helps us to abide in Christ, helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11:26 that every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until we prove the death. So in a way, communion is like this activation of all these benefits that are found in the new covenant. And it's this opportunity to stir the spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus, to stir his sacrifice into our mind and remembrance and imagination, and combine it with something practical and physical that we actually do that helps us to remember. Unites our entire spirit, soul, and physical body together. But it's also important we take it the right way. Every time we take communion, to take it with the fear of the Lord. That deep honor and reverence and respect and appreciation for the sacrifice of Jesus, and that God loved us so much, he was willing to send his one and only son that we could have life and be connected back to him. So the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves. Because the Apostle Paul says some people are weak and sick, and they die early because they don't examine or judge themselves before taking communion. And then after our time of communion, we've been talking about some practical physical workout tips and health and fitness tips. Because I truly believe physical exercise is a great way for us to practice exercising our faith, to receive this grace by faith and to experience God doing the work through us. And the most we understand those principles, we can apply those same principles into every other area of life. So let's start with our prayer, and then we'll get into our time of communion after that. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, all of our church and governmental leaders. And I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us, and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us and make your face shine upon us. Let us find grace and favor in your eyes to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities today to do good and be a blessing, and help us be sensitive to those opportunities. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain, through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. Is what we talk about. Are we making today a masterpiece? This is the time to examine ourselves, because we have to have this eternal perspective with God. But our relationship with him has got to be brought down into today. Our relationship with him has got to impact today. The things we do, the decisions we make, our speech, our thoughts, our actions. And we're going to execute these four fundamentals today. We're going to bring some presence and some energy and some fun into the fundamentals today. So our first one, let's get positioned in the light today. God's released us from darkness and transferred us into the light. We can receive this by faith. And this is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. There's no in-between. And every day we got to keep repositioning ourselves back in. And it starts with humility, humbling ourselves in relationship to God, humbling ourselves in relationship to other people. Because it's the humble that are exalted and promoted. It's the humble that are given grace. And we're going to receive this forgiveness from God. We're going to let it flow through us. We're going to forgive ourselves. Stop beating ourselves up and condemning ourselves, putting all this excess pressure on ourselves. And we're going to let that flow through us to other people, giving them the same grace and love God has given us. And we're going to take our position in love today, kind and patient and gentle, always assuming the best about others, keeping no record of wrongs, delighting in the truth, always hoping, always trusting, always persevering, because love never fails. And we're going to take our position in gratitude and praise today. One of the greatest expressions of faith. And we're not just going to think about gratitude and praise. We're going to physically express it into the world. We're going to write it. We're going to speak it. We're going to sing it. We're going to embody this gratitude in our bodies today. We're going to take our position in the light. And God has taken everything he has. He put it in the light. He put it in Christ because he was worthy. He was deserving of it. And we get to have access into that today. So this day today, his spirit and power and presence, his love and peace and joy, his kingdom, his purpose, we become part of his family, his mind and wisdom, his health and energy, you name it. It's all in there in the light. So first we got to learn what's been made available. We got to get positioned in it. And then we're going to start to magnify it so it starts to flow through us. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. We're going to expand the capacity where God can flow more of all these good things through us. And it's all about what we're focused on. Where's our attention and our focus throughout the day? What are the things that we're meditating on? When I think of meditation, I think of what are the things that I'm repeating over and over consistently? Repeated thoughts, repeated speech and word patterns, repeated behaviors over and over. So to magnify the light, we can magnify God's word, give it a higher place and priority in our lives. We can magnify his unfailing love and his faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible with him. We can magnify our right standing in Christ. We've got peace with God. We've got his blessing and favor on our lives. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us, everything needed for life and godliness he put within us. We've got this treasure in jars of clay. And we're going to magnify whatever is lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. All the things that are going well, looking back at how far God has already brought us in our lives. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's choosing to bring them into the light. And we're going to magnify God as bigger than those issues and problems. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on our own way, looking out for ourselves, bitterness, complaining, unforgiveness, venting, magnifying the size of the issues and problems, and trying to figure it all out on our own, toiling away in our mind rather than resting and trusting in him. That's where we're going to recognize the symptoms. When we're positioned in darkness or we're magnifying it, there might be the tendency to retaliate at people or we snap at them. Maybe we withhold good things that we know to do because they did something to us that we didn't like. We might avoid them or give them the silent treatment or just not talk to them. And none of those are the way of unconditional love and grace. We're supposed to be receiving this grace and love from him and loving other people the same way he loved us. In the darkness, you'll feel this heaviness and pressure, like all the weight is sitting on you. You might feel hopelessness or helplessness or powerlessness, like you're trapped or you're stuck. And it seems like there's no way out. Low energy is another big symptom of this. I think about like a black hole that just sucks the energy right out of you. Then emotionally, there's the fear and stress and worry, the dread of the future. There's confusion. We get stuck in these vicious cycles that seem to just keep repeating over and over. But when we take our position in the light, there's this rest in our soul. There's this fullness in him. This completeness, there's nothing missing, nothing lacking. And when we rest, God goes to work. When we rest, he goes to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless because we've got his peace and joy and spirit and power and energy and love. It all begins to flow through us. And now all of a sudden, we've got hope in any and every situation because we've got God with us. And he just begins to effortlessly set us free and beautify our lives. But then we're going to stay tuned in today. Every day God's trying to lead us and direct us. Actually, I'm getting off track here. Look at that. Skip the slide. If we ever get off track, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. Just takes a moment to turn it back around. Because life's throwing stuff at us every day to try to knock us out of position, try to get us to magnify the wrong things. If that ever happens, we have this gift of grace. It just takes a moment to turn it back around. How do we do it? We humble ourselves. We recognize those symptoms. Say, Father, forgive me. We receive that forgiveness from him. We forgive ourselves. We say we're sorry to other people if we need to. And we just start praising and thanking him. You'll feel that shift on the inside immediately. And then we're going to stay tuned in today. One of my favorite ways to do this is with a journal. I like to journal before bed. I like to start with getting my position through praise and gratitude, writing out, what am I thankful for today? Then I like to magnify, what went well today? What are the ways I saw God showing up? And then I like to ask this question, God, what were you trying to show me today? Is there anything that I missed? If so, would you please repeat it? And just get still and listen for a few minutes. And whatever comes into your mind, just begin to write it down. Something very powerful happens when we get it out of our mind and onto the paper that helps us to remember and not forget. And then we're going to stay tuned in today because every day God's trying to navigate our path. Stay tuned in for his leading and direction. You ever feel like you're getting off track? Just slow down for a couple minutes, just a minute or two. It doesn't take long. Get connected to him. Get powered up in him today. Then the final thing I like to do in my journal before bed every night is planning out the upcoming day. And I've learned to stick with, what do I know to do today? Because sometimes I was getting out ahead of God. I was taking actions on things I didn't know to do. I would ask him for his leading and direction, and I wouldn't wait for him to show me. And I was getting ahead of him. Sometimes on the other side, I was getting behind him. Because there were things that I knew to do, and I was procrastinating on them. And now I'm getting behind God. So what I've learned to do is, what do I know to do today? And that becomes the plan for today. And we wake up like a kid on Christmas morning. excited for the day because this is a day that the Lord has made. First thing in the morning, we're going to get connected to Him, start magnifying Him. And then we're going to walk out that plan together with Him, with a willing heart and a good attitude and full confidence in Him. That place of that confident faith. When we get to that place where all that doubt and unbelief is removed, we move to this place of just knowing that He's there with us. This grace just begins to surge through us. He begins to beautify our lives. And beauty is attractive and magnetic and just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for us into our lives. Let's talk about accelerated time. This is a time of year when it seems like time is going faster. I don't know if you've experienced this, but it's been several days over the last week where I looked down, I was like, oh man, it's later than I thought. This was a reminder for me. One of the ways that we can slow down time is to set a deadline. Set a deadline. Set a point in time, something you want to accomplish, something you want to do, a point in time. Set a deadline. And you got to make the firm decision. That is the deadline. It's a step of faith to set that deadline where you make a firm decision in your heart, a line in the sand. And when you do that, you're going to experience this. Time is going to change. The closer and closer you get to that deadline, pressure begins to increase a little bit and the time begins to slow down. So as we're going into more of a season of accelerated time, we can set a deadline. Time's going faster, which is accelerating what God's trying to do. But you can slow time down to increase your productivity at the same time. And now we get a double effect. And so, Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this gift of time. You gave us this gift of time and all of its, everything in nature, all of this, everything created is meant to teach us about Jesus, to teach us about you, to teach us about Jesus. And we're asking for your help to handle this season of accelerated time, both this year and all the years going forward, the way that you designed it to function in our lives. Help us to use this accelerated time the way that you designed it to function in our lives, because it's a gift that you've given us. Help us to understand it and apply the principles of how to make the most of this accelerated time. Father, we thank you for this bread and all that it represents. We thank you on the night Jesus was betrayed. He took the bread and said, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it, that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. You can approach him with freedom and confidence, all because of his one sacrifice." So, Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We can have this covenant relationship with God, this personal relationship with Him. That's what it's all about. So Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take a juice. All right. So, one of the ways we can start to implement this today is in our health and fitness. I want you to think about setting some deadline. That's about 7, 8, 12, somewhere in that range, weeks away. So for me, for example, I'm looking out into the middle of May, end of June. And I was just thinking about this today. Yesterday, we did the communion meditation on wrestling, becoming a good wrestler. Jacob wrestled with God. We wrestle in prayer, these types of things, becoming a good wrestler. And I was thinking about wrestlers. They have to make weight. And I was thinking about the weight classes because I just watched the college wrestling championships recently. I'm thinking about the weight classes. So for guys, The weight classes that are close to me are 184 pounds or 197 pounds. And I'm in the middle between those with my current body weight. And I'm thinking, you know what? If I was going to wrestle 197 pounds, most of those guys that are wrestling 197 pounds are probably much bigger than me because they're probably 210 pounds normally. And they're cutting down, or maybe even more than that, and cutting down to 197 for the day of the match. So I'm thinking I would probably have to wrestle 184. So I said, you know what? I'm going to set a deadline. I'm going to set a deadline about 8 weeks out. And I'm going to make it my goal to be at 184. I'm right in between. Like 190, low 190s. So I'm going to make it my goal about 8 weeks out to be at 184. I'm going to set this target. I'm going to set this deadline. I'm going to put this into practice. And it's amazing. As soon as you make that commitment, as soon as you make that decision in your heart, stuff starts happening. All right, let's start increasing the activity. Let's start cutting back a little bit on just the extras with the food and that type of thing. Let's be a little more diligent in those things. We've talked about diligence recently as well. I feel like the sum total of all the messages is kind of building up to this. Set a deadline. Let's make a decision and a commitment to it. And let's start working to those things with diligence. But pick some goal. Pick some goal you want to reach, and let's set a deadline of a marker in time. At this date, I want to be there. At this date, I want to be there. Pick some goal and a deadline for it. And let's start working to those things. Commit to it and make sure it's realistic. Don't go do anything crazy. Pick some goal. Let's be realistic with it. My goal is about a pound a week. Nothing crazy. But it gives you something to work towards. Gives you a target and a goal to aim for. And it helps us to exercise our faith because we're making this decision and this firm commitment towards it. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.